Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a good spring Saturday morning to you. Glad to have you with us. And boy, there's been a little stretch of some beautiful weather. Well, it's been a little windy, especially for the offshore guys and girls, but otherwise been pretty nice, and we've got a great weekend ahead. And we've got a lot of activities taking place we'll update you on, including the oldest freshwater fishing competition in the nation. The New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo is taking place today. In fact, a lot of you are probably lining up. They're going to start taking registrations. For those of you who did not pre-register, at 6 a.m., fishing starts at 6:30 to 11, and we'll get a little bit of an update from the weigh station coming up just a little bit later on. Well, it's also pretty exciting because we've got the opening of the Louisiana youth turkey hunting season this morning. We're a little late here in Louisiana. Mississippi had their youth hunt last week. It's now open statewide in a neighboring state over in Alabama. Zone 1 opens today, and the next week Zone 2 will open there. Great sport, turkey hunting, and hopefully good luck to all of you out there chasing those big gobblers. Hope they're singing loud and clear for you. We also have a preview of the Bayou Wild new season, some update on some episodes, and the one we've done this week, if you're a dog lover, you will love this episode. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Our bad boys of the outdoors, well, we got a trio who are facing total fines of over $3,400 plus jail time for illegal activities doing one single night in hog hunting heaven. We got their story coming up for you, and we'll talk to our field reporters all across the area. Got a good tide range this morning. If you can stay out of the wind, hopefully you'll be able to find some salt or freshwater fish. We'll help you do that. And you can also help your fellow listeners if you had a good catch this week and you want to talk about it and spread the good word. Simply text it to us. We have a text message board directly here in the studio, 504-260-1870. Can't take any photos. If you got photos and you want to send them, you can send those to me on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Just find the contact button and you can attach those pictures there. We love to hear from our listeners. All right, coastal marine forecast from the National Weather Service coming up, but I don't have to tell you how nice the weather is. What I will tell you a little bit later on, if you were tuned in last week and we did not disclose the location, we're back at St. Hubert's Cathedral where we normally broadcast from this morning, but last week I was on a special mission. I'll tell you about that, and maybe you might have got it if you saw my Facebook page recently. Looking at that weather forecast, and it is going to be gorgeous. Lots of blue sky, no chance of rain. If you're going to be headed offshore, northwest winds 10 to 15, a little bumpy out there, 2 to 4-foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, a little different story. Northeast winds that will become westerly later on, only 5 to 10 and some smooth conditions. Heck of a tide range, 1.6 tidal range, and the Mississippi River sitting at 13.4 and holding a little bit steady. One of the other events going on this weekend, the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. What a great event that is. 2 days, today and tomorrow, Castine Center in Pelican Park in Mandeville. This is the 42nd annual festival. They've been doing this a long time. There's an auction for some of these gorgeous items on Sunday, tomorrow. And there's $45,000 in prize money these carvers are competing for. And it's just not duck decoys. There's other wildfowl and some wildlife there. One of my favorites is that great horned owl. I mean, some beautiful work there. So realistic, it looks like if you blew on them or touched them, that those wooden feathers would part. That's the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. It's put on by an organization called Louisiana Wildfowl Carvers and Collectors. And if you're interested in getting involved in that as a hobby or a profession, I suggest you stop by there. Those guys are always happy to talk to you about their craft. All right, coming back right after this time out, we're going to head down to Shell Beach. Hopefully Robbie Campo is back successfully from his turkey hunt in Florida. We'll find out how that went and also how the fishing is down in St. Bernard Parish. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And one of the main things we do on this program is provide you fishing information. And we're talking about hot off the press, things that happened yesterday, last evening, we tell you about this morning. Doesn't get any more current than that. And Robbie Campo joins us to do that at Shell Beach, Campo's Marina. But before we do that, Robbie, let's talk a little turkey. Tell us about how your Florida turkey hunting went last week.
Well, Don, it went all right. I wound up getting, I got one. Well, that's all I went there for was one, but I did get my bird. The three guys that went with me, they got theirs. So, you know, it was 100% kill rate for our birds. So, but it took me to Monday to get mine before, you know, they got theirs on Sunday. I got mine on Monday. We hunted hard Saturday morning. You know, just couldn't get on them Saturday morning, but you know, our guides worked at West Shore Outfitters. They worked really, really hard for us, and I tell you, it worked out. So it was four of us, four birds. So that's the way that went.
Well, that's pretty outstanding when you can get 100%. Four guys get four turkeys. That's pretty good. That says a lot for that guide service. And hopefully I can get out there next week. I'm going to probably forego going hunting Rios and make some time so I can get over there and hunt those Osceolas. Or were y'all hunting the Easterns?
No, we were hunting Osceolas, Don. It was in Ocala. And that's kind of like the cutoff line, like between, you know, Gainesville is pretty much the cutoff line between, you know, your Easterns and your hybrids and your Osceolas. So, you know, but for the most part, they all are Osceolas.
Good deal. Well, let's talk a little fishing. What's been going on at the marina this week? I know it's been breezy down there.
Yeah, well, you know, down this morning, starting off yesterday morning, we started off with a northwest wind, and you know, and guys went out and they were like, well, I don't know if we're going to catch anything. We'll catch anything. So we had some boats that went down to the Long Rocks yesterday. They picked up, had a boat went down there yesterday. They picked up about 35 trout, beautiful fish. But for the most part, and we had some live shrimp yesterday, but I don't have any this morning. Michael's going out today to go try to catch them again today. But, you know, so they had some trout being caught by the Long Rocks. They caught some behind the dam. Even before last, they caught some behind the dam. You know, a beautiful fish, too, Don. It's just, they're here. You just got to get the weather to get them. But I know on the south side of the ship channel here in that Lake Amita area, Grand Lagoon, going towards Bayou Lamar, going towards, you know, Pitan Lagoon, Lake Amity. They're still catching some fish up in that area. I heard some reports they caught some nice fish over in Lake Campo going down towards Bay Lafourche. They caught some pretty, pretty trout down there. You know, these fish want live shrimp, but live shrimp are just hard to get. I heard this morning that that Jack has some live shrimp down over at Sweetwater Marina. I make phone calls, people, if you're going, you know, That's the best I could tell you. I know that Bait Inc. had some, but I don't know if he has any left over there. So, you know, you got to make some phone calls. I don't have any this morning. I do have live minnows. And the guys that went out that did take minnows did catch trout on those minnows also. So, I mean, these fish are hungry. They're coming out of hibernation. Seems like after this cold winter, and they're hungry and they want to eat. So, I think that, you know, I think you could throw just about anything in the water today. And, you know, if the wind doesn't blow 80 miles an hour again, I think you'll be able to catch a fish.
Well, it looks like the wind is going to be diminishing as the day goes on, too. So it's going to be a nice long day, maybe even get out and do a little bit of evening fishing. It's still a little bit chilly in the morning early. You need to kind of bundle up. But it's supposed to maybe get close to 80 today, which is going to be nice.
Yeah, well, you know, and it did the same thing yesterday, you know, so, but the main thing is, Don, you got to find clean water. It has been blowed up around here. The water in the lake yesterday was dirty. The water in the ship channel was dirty. So, you know, I think one of your spots that you could find clean water around here is either up in that Biloxi Marsh or around the backside of that dam. You know, the water was clean back there. Even though the wind was blowing yesterday, the water was clean right on the backside of the dam. So, and the sheephead thing's still going on. If you wanted to go out there and go do your meat run, it's still happening down there by the Long Rocks and those couple little rigs that's right there in Britain Sound. They're catching plenty of those sheephead, and you know, they're getting some redfish mixed in with them. So, I mean, there's that to go do. You know, and if the guys want and you want to stay local, they've been catching plenty bass around here still, plenty freshwater catfish. on a bottom with a piece of dead shrimp. It's not rocket science. You can go catch some catfish, and, I mean, there's something to do. So it's going to be a pretty weekend. You know, there ain't no sense in staying in the bed. Get your head out the bed and come on down and see us and make the left at the bridge, and we'll be waiting on you.
You know, Robbie, I was thinking about y'all when that EF3 tornado was passing through down there. It must have passed pretty close to the marina there. Really hit Araby area really hard. And how'd you make out down there?
You know, Don, we didn't have any damage down here. Not even up by my house in Muro. You know, those poor people in Araby got hit pretty hard. You know, I tell you, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, of course, you know. Weather's crazy, man, and you're liable to get one no matter where you're at, where you live. I don't think you're safe anywhere you live. You know, everybody's got something, you know, so, and, you know, we're just not used to seeing tornadoes in this area. But, man, you know, something that started in Lake Salvador and, you know, came across through Terrytown, Gretna, you know, and the Tarabarabe like it did, you know, and, oh, man, it's really depressing if you see it. It's wow. You'd never believe that would happen right here, but my God, it sure did. And it tore the place up pretty good, man. You know, and I think, Don, to tell you the truth, I think this is one of the strongest tornadoes to ever hit the state of Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, you know, being the EF3.
Yeah, and you know what's ironic is, you know, Araby has fared out pretty well in most of the hurricanes, and then this thing comes along, and the other strange thing about it is one house could be pretty much minor damage, and the one right next to it could be off the slab or in splinters. You know, it's just crazy how those things hit.
Yeah, you're right. And I tell you, I saw the footage of the thing when it was coming across the river, and it looked like when it got, you know, up in, you know, when it got in the Mississippi River itself, that's when it got really, you know, it was well-defined then because, I don't know if the river helped it, you know, gain its speed or whatever, but boy, look, when they come across the east side and it got into Araby, it was tearing some stuff up, and you know, I know quite a few people who live in that area, you know, had, you know, either lost their homes or damage to it, and man, my heart goes out to them, and you know, but St. Bernard people are pretty resilient. They'll bounce back. Ain't nothing holds St. Bernard's people down. They're going to get back, and they'll be back there, and they're better than ever before, and it'll just take some time. I just hope the insurance companies don't screw them over like they do everything else, Don. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, let's hope for them, and prayers and thoughts out for those folks up there. Thanks so much, Robbie. Appreciate the report, as always. We'll catch up with you next week, and congratulations on that big bird.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later, Don. See you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All righty, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to tell you where I was last week and why we could not divulge it. Some of you have it figured out from my Facebook picture. I also got some text messages come in. If you haven't got yours in yet, we'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870, that is our text line. Make it, put it to good use. We're back right after this three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, first off, I want to tell you what last week's secrecy about the location of the broadcast was all about. Last weekend, I spent it in Baton Rouge at the Lod Cook Hotel and Conference Center up at LSU. I was honored to be the featured guest speaker at the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association's annual conference and convention. And for obvious reasons, to tell thousands of hunters and fishermen on a Saturday morning that probably 90 to 95% of the state's agents were not on duty, probably wouldn't have been a good idea to let that information out. I got to tell you, that's a great organization, met some great people. A lot of them were honored for the awards that they had picked up during the year for rescues, for enforcement cases that they made. Just a real dedicated, great bunch of folks up there, and really enjoyed spending some time with them and getting to talk to them. That is the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. Again, and some of you did get it when you saw the picture of me on Facebook, and Arthur said, well, damn, I could have kept those 11-inch fish last week. No, you couldn't, Arthur. You know, your conscience would have bothered you. But some people have no conscience. That's why we have a bad boy feature every week. All right, let me get to some of your text messages. We've got a lot of people going after white perch this morning. That's a great thing to do right now. It's pretty much prime time, really, for catching crappie, sockeye, white perch, paper mouth. There's a million names for these fish. The River Rat said he finally caught one on the Blood River. He's glad to know the storm didn't kill them all. Yeah, those rivers, the Tangipahoa and the ones in Tangipahoa, Western St. Tammany, and, you know, further to the west, they really took it on the chin from Hurricane Ida. I had some extensive fish kills, but it never kills all of them. And the good news is it bounces back fairly quick, and it comes back actually better because there's more bait fish in the water, and the fish have better opportunity to spawn and grow. All right, we're hearing from Roland Cortez, guide extraordinaire. He's been busy. He's probably catching up on his rest these days. He had a busy speckle belly goose season and provided a really good hunt for our Bayou Wild TV Cajun invasion to Stuttgart. In fact, I was talking to some people at the Beast Feast this week and said it was an excellent hunt. Just had never seen anything like that, the number of birds that were there. And I think that's a really good thing that Arkansas has adopted, having an early week before the regular season's speckle belly goose season, and look forward to next year's. All right, we got Justin in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge. He enjoyed Bayou Wild TV this morning. He was amazed that those hunters could hit birds with all those trees in the way. Well, I got to tell you, Justin, a lot of those trees take some pellets when you start swinging, and those trees just seem to pop up in front of you when those birds are flying. Anyway, this week's Bayou Wild is Man's Best Friend. There's a couple of dog stories on there. Tribute to my dog, Gracie, that I recently had to say goodbye to a couple weeks ago. And, of course, the wonder dog called Betsy, the story of my nieces and nephew who were concerned, and actually the coming of age of a dog that became a bird dog after it nearly died. Pretty good story. A lot of people say you need some Kleenex to watch it. Bayou Wild TV. In fact, let's see. Justin watches it on Channel 54, which is our New Orleans affiliate. But we actually have a lot of stations, and I'll kind of run them down for you. The next airing, we got a 6 o'clock this morning airing on Fox 29. That's over in southwest Louisiana in Lake Charles. Then tomorrow at 5 p.m. on WBXH, that's Channel 16 in Baton Rouge. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock on Vision, Channel 5 in the Lafourche area. Today at noon on ETEL, if you're in the Ascension, Livingston, Iberville, you can catch it there. And on Your View, which Cox Channel 4, it's on stream, it's on regular TV, regular cable, that is, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Android. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on Your View. And if you can't get any of that and all else fails, you can always get us on the website, our YouTube page. Just go to BayouWildTV.com, and you can click us on at YouTube. Watch us where you want, when you want. All right, we'll be back with I got some more events taking place this weekend, some very interesting ones. Also got some more text messages. If you'd like to send us one, it's 504-260-1870. We're back right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, I've gotten a lot of questions about Uncle Larry's Stew and a Few and the Ready, Set, Gumbo products. You've been seeing us cook with it on Bayou Wild TV, and got together with Larry a couple weeks ago, and we did a squirrel stew and a few. Came out really good. You can get your chance to meet Uncle Larry today and tomorrow. He is going to be at the Pontchartrain Home and Louisiana Food Fest at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner. He'll be out there today and tomorrow. And he's also got some free items for you, too. Of course, he's got samples of his food for taste, but he's also got some free packets of seasoning. Ask him for one of his Uncle Larry's spice packets, and he'll be glad to give you one. Also give you some great tips on cooking some of that seafood and game you've been catching. All right, we're going to pause for 10 seconds, let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are. But right after that, I'll be back with some of your text messages at 504-260-1870. But first, we let our local stations identify along The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we have another sockeye fisherman headed out. Mark. Mark is probably one of the longest listeners of this radio program. Mark, maybe you can text me and let me know how long you've been listening. But I got to say, he's probably close to 30 years, maybe longer. Anyway, Mark is headed out for the sockeye pond on a meat run. And, boy, nothing better than good old fresh fried socole with some original Louisiana fish fry season and some fresh squeezed lemon on it. Boy, a little hot sauce might go good, too. All right, we also have a lot of interest in that City Park Rodeo. We're going to get an update there for you right after the weigh-in opens and see if there were any early fish that were brought in. We got Ed from Wilmer, Alabama, checking in. Good morning back to you, Ed. Also, we have the Lacombs who are listening to us in Springfield, Missouri. They want to give a big hello to Jason over in Kenner. All right, here's JJ. He says he's got the big rig rolling. He's feeling the fuel prices. We all do, he says, but he's got to eat. Yeah, got to do it and put up with it. By the way, if you want to get a copy of those tips that Boat US has put out about 21 ways to help save gas on your boat, just email me a request on my website, and I'll put a copy in the email for you and send it to you. Just some good common sense things that when you put them all to use, it actually can add up and be some considerable savings for you. All right, also heading to City Park for a good time, got his son and his buddies, Black Bear, Landon, and Camden. Good luck to y'all. Get after those fish in City Park. Registrations are going to be starting to open up in about 20 minutes, and then the fishing starts at 6:30, wraps up at 11. We'll have Danica Williams, who was with us last week. She'll join us again to give us a little update from the weigh scale there and find out if there's been any of those big bass. You know, the biggest one that was caught and was officially documented was 9.3 pounds, and that's not shabby for a Park Lagoon bass, but she was telling me that when the wildlife and fisheries biologist went out with the shocking boat recently, there was one that was a lot closer to 10, and they put it back in there, so there's at least one of those roaming around. All right, here's one from my friend David in Alabama. He enjoyed this week's episode of Bayou Well TV about man's best friend. My nieces and nephew are naturals in front of the camera. He has a feeling that the Dubuque name will be synonymous with the outdoors for generations to come. Well, thank you very much, David. That's a heck of a compliment, and I do have to hand it to my nieces and nephew. They're pretty glib, and I've been working in TV for a while, and kids are pretty difficult as interview subjects. They get very nervous. They kind of are shy. Not Josie, Camille, and Drew. Not in the least. You got to watch that show, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, here's one says, Araby Tornado was the strongest to hit the New Orleans, Louisiana area, but Louisiana had F4s in 1971 and 78. All right, well, thanks for that update. That text board, if you want to get a message in, is 504-260-1870. And when we come back with this, we got another turkey hunter headed out there, Mitch Jurisich from Delta Marine. He's not at the marina this morning. He's en route to Mississippi to bag a gobbler, hopefully, anyway. We'll find out what the fishing's like down there in the Delta Marina right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, the Mississippi turkey season opened last weekend. This youth weekend is opening in Louisiana. Then for all us big old guys, it'll open in Louisiana next Saturday on April the 1st. I think it's too late. Actually, it's intended to be late. But anyway, Mitch Jurisich is one of those on his way to try to bag a turkey in Mississippi. Mitch, have you reached your destination yet, or are you still en route?
No, I'm en route. Actually, I go to Alabama. We just opened up yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were in Mississippi.
No, I'm in Alabama. We opened up yesterday, and boy, I hate missing that opening morning, but we're going to get up there. We headed there now. I won't be up there till about 10:30, 11 o'clock. But they've been up there. A buddy of mine and his son yesterday each killed two nice birds on their property a few miles down the road. So they said they were working pretty good. Must have been for both of them to have success. Haven't heard from them yet this morning, waiting for them to let me know when they start gobbling and everything. But I'm really looking forward to it. I'm getting a lot of good pictures and everything. But you know as well as I know, that can all change in a day. They can walk off somewhere else and shut up and just drive you crazy. Do what they do best, you know.
Sure. That's what makes it so much fun. Well, you're going to have some excellent weather to do it for tomorrow, so best of luck to you. What's been going on back down at the Delta Marina? What are the guides and the regular fishermen going out coming back with?
Well, mostly lately it's been a lot of redfish, a few spotty catches of speckled trout. The weather's just been, you know, wind's blowing and everything. The river's come up a little bit, so it's kind of, you know, the waters are kind of muddy and the salinity's dropped a little bit, and it's kind of been, you know, we've been getting these late season fronts, which seem to be more of the norm now
and it's kind of hampered some of the speckled trout fishing, but the red fishermen are coming in with their limits. You know, some of them fish in the East Bank. A buddy of mine went out to check his crab traps day before yesterday and saw a couple redfish running the bank, pulled out his gold spoon and caught his limit of five, and I think he said seven casts. I said, well, nothing wrong with that. So that's a good sign for the west side, you know, right out of Empire, around the Bayou Cook area. So that was good, you know. I said, well, maybe they, you know, the redfish will pick up, because the redfish has been a little sluggish on the west side all winter. But the trout were there, and it looks like right now they're kind of, you know, in between. You know, you got to catch the right day, the right perfect weather. But when I say not, you know, they're not catching limits at all the time. Some friends of mine came from Alabama up there around the hunting camp and went out, and they had 31 trout, and they were well pleased. The guide was a little disgusted. I said, man, 31 trout for two, you know, for three of y'all fishing, still pretty good. You know, I wouldn't complain about that. They brought home a bunch of fillets. They were very well satisfied. But I think the expectations are a little high, you know, with this time of year. You know, we got some since it's speckled trout time for them to show up. The shrimp, the live shrimp have been real good. We've been having great supplies of live shrimp and beautiful shrimp. Now they're getting a little bit on the big side. One thing about it, if you don't catch fish with them, you can take them home and eat them, you know. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, Robbie was saying he's had some trouble in getting live shrimp, and I know you've had a steady supply, you know, pretty much throughout the late winter and early spring, and that's some good news. You know what was amazing, Mitch, was that those guys in the kayaks doing the paddlepalooza were able to get out there in that mess and come back with some fish. That says a lot about being able to fish down there in inclement weather, huh?
Let me tell you something. You know, I'm glad they didn't cancel it. They were talking about trying to move it up a day, this, that, and the other, but they held true to their time frame. And I just thought they were absolutely insane. But come to find out, you know, when they all started coming in, man, they caught fish. You know, these guys, and they were going, you know, they weren't going very far out the marina, believe me, but they was all up in the harbor. Right. But they had a, you know, just like they can go launching here and there, and they found their little holes, and I was surprised. I mean, flounder, speckled trout, really the speckled trout catch surprised me, because I said with this kind of wind blowing 30 knots, I mean, 30 plus knots was insane to be out in the kayak. I said, well, but they had a really good time. I enjoy those guys very much. They know how to have a good time and carry on, and they get the job done.
Oh, they're good fishermen. They're excellent fishermen, because they've got limited, you know, resources. You know, you're limited on the range you can cover, and you got to be good at your craft, and those guys are. And as you say, that Bayou Coast Kayak Club, just a really great bunch of people to be associated with. Well, Mitch, what's cooking at the Ponderosa today? You got oysters in today?
Oh, we got oysters. We got soft-shell shrimps on the menu now. We've been having a little supply of soft-shell shrimp, and that's a little delicacy. And everything else, same thing. The crab cakes are really, you know, they flying out. The restaurants actually picked up very good, you know, last couple of weeks, last three weekends, really picked up. You can see people are ready to get out and about. You know, the cabins are starting to rent pretty steady. People are just ready to get out on the water and come down and just get out in general. We're boiling crawfish now, so we have that. You know, we have just about everything you want, and all of it's fresh right around there. You know, that's the nice part. And, you know, it comes in off the boats and straight to the restaurant and straight to you. So
no fresher than that. Well, Mitch, good luck on that turkey. Send me a picture if you bagged one. I got a feeling you're going to be lucky this morning. I think you're going to get you one. The conditions look good.
Well,
hopefully you do.
I hope so. I want to send that picture bad. Believe me, you'll be the first one to get it, Don.
All right, Mitch. Be careful out there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, Mitch Jurisich, operator of the Delta Marina in Empire. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check on some of your text messages. Also got a report, Grand Isle. Darrell Carpenter is going to check in with us. I know that wind's been bothering those guys, but maybe it's going to calm down enough this weekend. We'll talk to Captain Darrell, get the latest from the island right after this. You're listening to Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's check in and find out how things are down on the island. I'm talking about the biggest island, Grand Isle, biggest in Louisiana anyway. Captain Darrell Carpenter operates RealScreamers.com, trips out of there. Darryl, tell us what's going on the island.
Well, Don, this past week it's been a little bit slow. And much like Mitch was talking about, the people that did get out on the water, you know, we're finding that those trout, like we talked last week, are kind of, you know, they were ganged up for a little while, and now they're kind of just scattered everywhere. You got to kind of really hunt and peck, find some decent water for them. Finding a lot of them, you know, a lot of people that are doing the catching, they're coming from, if you would, like interior marsh points, the old school type of fishing. Interior marsh points, current points coming around, you know, points in bays and stuff like that. Because they're simply, I think they're just simply on the move, number one. And number two, it's what we've talked about since after Ida, is that I think a lot of our patterns have changed a little bit because the marsh has changed so much that we're still in a learning curve, trying to figure out where are these fish ganging up. You know, so, I mean, it's going to be – it's the weather has been just been too daggum rough to even think about getting out front. I can tell you the side of the road has been really, really good this past week. Maybe it's got to do with this low water we're having because those pits are so, you know, those ponds and stuff up and down that highway are so deep. But I can tell you that my neighbor had some beautiful, beautiful 20, 22-inch fish come out of those off of Highway 1 the other day. And I eased over there while he was cleaning them. And I can tell you without a doubt that we're going to have a good spawn on this next moon because those big 20-inch plus females that he had all had very well-developed egg sacs in them. So our first spawn will definitely be in this next moon, which is going to mean if we can get some good calm weather, you know, those fish are going to be out, start ganging up on the beach. They're going to be ganging up on the oyster reefs closer to the beach, the interior bay oyster reefs that are further south. And, you know, this prospect is good. We just got to get some weather kind of calming down a little bit. Hell, we had wind gust over 50 miles an hour with that little bitty line that came through here day before yesterday. You know, there was additional damage caused, and some of these places that aren't repaired yet had stuff flying around everywhere. So we just got to get March, you know, the old saying was March roars in like a lion. Well, she's been roaring a lot around here lately, so needs to kind of calm it down a little bit so we can pattern these fish and get on top of them.
What's the best shot for picking up live bait down there? Any of the marinas open and have them?
It's been a little bit tough. In fact, that's what we're going to be working on probably this weekend is trying to get, you know, I'm going to tell you, Don, we've got our bait boat that we've got to get ready, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm like everybody else. Right now, we're a little bit scared to put it in the water. The shrimpers that have been out there, we've heard them catching whirlpool bathtubs. One last week caught a golf cart, you know, stuff like that.
Ouch.
So we've been a little bit scared. Yeah, we've been a little bit nervous, but we're going to have to get it in. We've got some live minnows and some dead bait right now. I think the closest live shrimp that we've had to Grand Isle has been Terry's up in Leeville. But I mean, that's going to improve here in the next couple of weeks. I saw Bridgeside had their bait boats in the water. I don't know what that means. I know they've been working on their bait stations. So hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, you're going to start seeing a lot of live bait here on the island. I do know that the shrimp are here. It's just a matter of going out and getting them. Some people went recreational trawling on the beach, what, a week ago, and had some beautiful, beautiful 30-count shrimp. So, I mean, it's here. It's just a matter of we got to find some clean water and get our boats out there and go get them.
Darryl, real quick before you go, any progress on the water access bill? Has it been introduced yet, or when is the next time it may come up in the session?
Don, there's been a lot of progress on that, and it's you know, it's not necessarily good progress. It would take a whole lot more. It might be a show that we need to do, you know, on your second show of the day. But it looks like the bill is going to probably be stalled this year. But what's going to happen? The legislature has agreed to consider a resolution reinforcing what everybody feels like the law already says, that under civil code article 450, you know, running water is a public thing. So I mean, there are some developments on it. It's happening real quick, and it would take more than just a 60-second soundbite to kind of explain it.
All right. Well, we'll maybe get to spend some time on it if necessary. Thanks for the report. As always, Darrell, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, you're back to booking trips. Tell them how to get you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Give him a call. Thanks, Darrell. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to tell you about some bad boys. Three guys got in some trouble hunting hogs at night, which is legal in some aspects, but what they did was not. We got reports from Captains Mike, Eric, Ryan, Danica Williams from the City Park Rodeo, and also talk to you about a special meeting coming up regarding river diversions in Mandeville. All that's up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.